deadly sin, O rude unthankfulness! Thy fault our law calls death, but the kind prince, taking thy part, hath rushed aside the law and turned that black word death to banishment. This is dear mercy, and thou seest it not.
'Tis torture, and not mercy. Heaven is here, where Juliet lives, and every cat and dog and little mouse, every unworthy thing, live here in heaven and may look on her, but Romeo may not. More validity, more honorable state, more courtship lives in carrion flies than Romeo. They may seize on the white wonder of dear Juliet's hand and steal immortal blessing from her lips, who even in pure and vestal modesty still blush as thinking their own kisses sin. But Romeo may not. He is banished. Flies may do this, but I from this must fly. They are free men, but I am banished. And sayest thou yet that exile is not death? Hadst thou no poison mixed, no sharp ground knife, no sudden mean of death, though ne'er so mean, but banished to kill me, banished! O friar, the damned use that word in hell, howling attends it! How hast thou the heart, being a divine, a ghostly confessor, a sin absolver, and my friend professed to mangle me with that word banished?
Thou fond madman, hear me a little speak.
Oh, thou wilt speak again of banishment.
I'll give thee armor to keep off that word. Adversity's sweet milk, philosophy, to comfort thee, though thou art banished.
Yet banished? Hang up philosophy. Unless philosophy can make a Juliet, displant a town, reverse a prince's doom, it helps not, it prevails not. Talk no more.
Oh, then I see that madmen have no ears.
How should they, when that wise men have no eyes?
Let me dispute with thee of thy estate.
Thou canst not speak of that thou dost not feel. Wert thou as young as I, Juliet thy love, an hour but married, Tybalt murdered, doting like me, and like me banished, then mightst thou speak, then mightst thou tear thy hair and fall upon the ground as I do now, taking the measure of an unmade grave.
Enter nurse and knock.
Arise, one knocks. Good Romeo, hide thyself.
Not I, unless the breath of heart-sick groans mist-like enfold me from the search of eyes.
Knock.
Hark, how they knock! Who's there? Romeo, arise. Thou wilt be taken. Stay a while. Stand up.
Knock.
Run to my study. By and by, God's will. What simpleness is this? I come, I come.
Knock.
Who knocks so hard? Whence come you? What's your will?
Enter nurse.
Let me come in, and you shall know my errand. I come from Lady Juliet.
Welcome, then.
Oh, holy friar. Oh, tell me, holy friar, where is my lady's lord? Where is Romeo?
There, on the ground, with his own tears made drunk.
Oh, he is even in my mistress' case, just in her case. Oh, woeful sympathy, piteous predicament. Even so lies she, blubbering and weeping, weeping and blubbering. Stand up, stand up. Stand and you be a man, for Juliet's sake, for her sake. Rise and stand. Why should you fall into so deep an O?
Rises.
Nurse.
Ah, sir, death's the end of all.
Spakest thou of Juliet? How is it with her? Doth not she think me an old murderer? Now I have stained the childhood of our joy, with blood removed but little from her own. Where is she, and how doth she? And what says my concealed lady to our cancelled love?
Oh, she says nothing, sir, but weeps and weeps, and now falls on her bed, and then starts up, and Tybalt calls, and then on Romeo cries, and then down falls again.
as if that name shot from the deadly level of a gun did murder her, as that name's cursed hand murdered her kinsman. Oh, tell me, friar, tell me, in what vile part of this anatomy doth my name lodge? Tell me, that I may sack the hateful mansion.
He offers to stab himself, and Nurse snatches the dagger away.